Today, Shir Mishabru Yemi, Isimin Tav Tzadi Gimel, Dinim Hanoagim Bimea Omer. All right, we're doing it a little late, but Baruch Hashem, we'll know for next year what we should have done during Sfira. Noagim Shalom Yisayisha Bein Pesach Vatzeres Adlad Gimel, Lamed Gimel Ba Omer, La Omer. The minhag is not to get married, have any suin between Pesach and Shavuos up until Lag Ba Omer. Mibnei Shabaosos Man Mesu Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Because those were the days when Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim died. Avala Aresu L'Kadesh Shapir Dami. However, to go ahead and... Now, it's interesting. What's L'Aresu L'Kadesh? A Rusin in Gemara is usually referring to Kiddushin. So maybe he's referring to engagement. And a Rusin sometimes could be referring to engagement, in being engaged. It doesn't mean Kiddushin. But either way, in getting engaged, or even Kiddushin itself, is okay. The Nisuin Nami, and even with regard to Nisuin, full-blown marriage, Misha Kafatz Bekana, someone who went ahead and brought a woman into the chuppah, into his home, and did a Nisuin, Ein On Shino, so we do not go ahead and punish him. We will not go ahead and give him Malkus Mardis. Bezdin will not give him Pech. Miu, Min Lag Ba'omer Ve'elech HaKol Shari. He says, however, from Lag Ba'omer and onwards, everything is okay. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Sivkat and Aleph, Shaloli Sa'isha, Ve'en Chiluk Bein Nisuin Shal Mitzvah. There's no difference between whether the Nisuin is a Nisuin that is one of Mitzvah, meaning Mitzvah Chiyuvis, like Pruervu, Kigon She'en Lo Banim, where, for example, he does not have any children. O Yeshlo, there's no difference whether he has children or doesn't have children. Again, if he doesn't have children, even if you hold Nisuin as a Mitzvah, there's no necessarily Mitzvah to do it right this second. Masha'enkein, if it's you don't have any children, so then there's a mitzvah to, you know, to get married, and mitzvah chiyuvi, pruvu. But even so, the minhag is not to get married during that time. He came pashan minhag b'medina sein oshel olchalik, because that's the minhag nowadays in where we're noyeg during the sfira, not to make any distinctions between someone who has yet to have any children and someone who already has children. Ulachzir gerusha shari. However, if he's remarrying his divorced wife, that's okay. Why? She'ein kol kach simcha. There isn't so much simcha in remarrying your wife that you divorced. Sif katan beiz mitnei sheba oso zman. What's the reason not to go ahead and marry a woman during this time? Rotalomar ve'ein roi laharbos besimcha. Since during that time Rabbi Akiva's talmidim died, you should not go ahead and up the simcha and have much simcha, which of course you have during weddings. When we come in this damin lo eza inyan should sarich levarich alav shachianu yivarich. However, if it arises that something happens that requires a shachianu, of course you would make such a bracha. The achronim sort of in the latter achronim, even after the Mishnah Brura, are sort of a little struggling with what does this mean in this damin lo eza inyan should sarich levarich alav shachianu. Because it sounds like you shouldn't do something that will trigger a shechianu. It's only in this damein alav. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky basically maintains that when Mishnah Brura here says in this damein, it's lav dafka. And so too the Shut Or Tzion says that even the chatchila, you can go ahead and make a shechianu. And this is also the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. And again, this relates to the issue of buying, let's say, new clothes. To wear them during Sfira. So Rav Nissen Karlitz says, even though there might be people that are noyeg this not to do, he says for sure a chassan and kala can go ahead and acquire begadim chadashim for their wedding. That might be on Lag BaOmer even during Sfira, and also someone who's going to have a bris during Sfira can go ahead and acquire new clothes. There are poskim, the Yeshut Or Tzion says that there's no minhag to aser acquiring and wearing new begadim during Sfira at all, even to buy expensive things. He says because the avelus is not like the avelus of the 3 weeks. The only avelus in the niyug avelus, they say, is marriage and haircuts. And again, Rav Moshe, as we all know, says that it's become the minhag, even though it's not in the Shulchan Aruch, it's become the minhag ha'olam not to listen to music during this time as well, but that's, you know, Mishum Minog that seems to have been developed over the time. It's not brought down in any of the actual poskim of the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, the idea of not listening to music. The playing music at the wedding, that's part of the Simchas Nisum, and it obviously was usher during that time. The Shut Shevet Halevi, Vazner, he says, L'chatchila, you should not get married, you should not go ahead and move during Svira. And other poskim, however, say, such as Yashiv and Rav Chaim Kanievsky, there's no Isser at all to move during Svira. And they say specifically in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Indian at all at moving during Svira. It's a mitzvah Sishav Eretz Yisrael. And you could even fix up your Dira that you're moving into. And he says, Rav Chaim, that people make a mistake and they compare the Avelos of Svira to the 3 weeks, and it's not the same. But again, the actual Nihugim of Nisuin and Tisporet is very, very real, not to minimize that. Okay. Let's continue weiter now in the Mishnah Berurah. So we continue weiter. That was all from Dirshu. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimel Shapir Dami. He says that you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to be mekadesh a woman. What's the reason? Shemini Kadmenu Acher. The Gemara says that because someone else might come and snatch the wife. Umutel Asos Gamkein Sudas Erusin. And you could actually even have a Suda of Kiddushin. Now, the question is, what does this have any relevance to us today? V'achshav She'ein Mekashin Ela B'Shasi. So nowadays, we don't have Kiddushin during, like a year before or beforehand. We only have the Kiddushin together with the Nisuin. So does this have any relevance? He says, Mikomakom Mutter Lasos Shiduchin. He says, where this becomes relevant is our engagement parties and the L'chaims that we have, and especially, as you know, many have the minhag to actually do full-blown tanayim at the shiduchin, where the tanayim are not just this formal tanayim that we do at many weddings, but it's actually done beforehand with Kabbalah's kinyan and commitments and tanayim. So, and people go ahead at this l'chaim and this shiduchin and whatever you want to call it, and they have a suda. So he says that would be allowed. However, avalasos rikudin umecholos, but they have a band and dance and things like that. Nagu iser, that with noyeg iser, not to go ahead and have live music and dancing, even not live music, as we know, again, has become the minug. B'kol shekein b'shar rikudin u'mecholos shal rishus. For sure, if any other types of dancing and music of rishus, b'vadai yesh lezayher, one should go ahead and be careful. So again, as you see from the Mishnah Berurah, you know, he seems to be bringing up dancing and like, you know, type of live music of rishus. Again, like I said, Rav Moshe brings up that the minug is seemingly that not to listen to music, b'chal. Again, they talk about non-live music and it hacking back and forth. Let's move weiter. Ein onchinoso, sifkatan dalid. We don't go ahead and we don't punish. We don't give pech to someone who actually, I guess, is feeling the pressure. He wants to go ahead and chapa nisuin. Again, I don't know how he goes ahead and does it. Like he elopes somewhere. Anyway, but you know, guy goes ahead and he has nisuin, we don't punish him. Hainudafka nisuin, specifically nisuin, we don't punish him. Sha'asal kol pon emid, he's doing a mitzvah. Aval in the stop every mea omer, but if someone go gets a haircut during the omer, hayunogin lakansa wanisho, the minhag wants to go ahead and give him a fine. I guess when they had, you know, community pressure and things like that, they would fine someone and give him, you know, some type of onesh, because he went ahead and took a nice big shave or haircut, you know, during, you know, see, you imagine like in a shtetl, someone came in with a whole mohawk. You know, what they would do to him. You know, like, I don't know, maybe they'd hang him up in the town square for everyone to see, hang him by his toes or something. Anyway, we move weiter. But he says, and the Ramah says that from Lag BaOmer and on, I call Shari. Hainu, he points out that we're going to see tomorrow the famous Machlokes as to the different Nihugim of Svira, whether you do the first 33 days or the last 33 days. So that's what he says. Hainu, lo'osan anogin l'sapim milag BaOmer v'elech. He says, those there are no way to get haircuts from Lag BaOmer and onwards, who could lakame be sif, okay, bays, like we're gonna see coming up in sif bays, aval levidan, shenoagin iser bitisporez, and according to us who has an iser, who could lakame be sif gimel, like we'll see in sif gimel. It seems like he used to keep the second sphere. Very interesting. I don't know if this is the Mishnah Berurah himself or this is the Mishnah Berurah quoting the Magen Avraham, but he definitely says that, you know, if you hold from the second Minhagei Svira, then obviously Aser Gamkein Lisa. It'd be Aser to get married also up until Shavuos or Chodesh Sivan or Chodesh Sivan Hagbalah. So he says, the Nesuin with the Spiris did Nechalem, because it goes together, getting married and haircuts during Svira. He says, there still is a Kula, if, according to our Minhag, and that is, Shiyamut Elisav L'staper Ad Rosh Chodesh Iyar. The Kula, according to our Minhag, is that you can get married and you can get haircuts up until Rosh Chodesh Iyar, because we're holding the last 33 days, right? Ula'inyan Rosh Chodesh Gufa Yevoar B'sif Gimel. And with respect to Rosh Chodesh itself, we will discuss it more in Sif Gimel, which we'll get to tomorrow. The Tam La'elu Shnei HaMinhagim Yevoar L'kame. These two different Minhagim we will spell out coming up as well. See you tomorrow. V'af La'noagin Isser Gam Ad Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And he says, and even according to those that are no way, okay, not to go ahead and get married and haircuts until Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Mikoma Komim Chal Rosh Chodesh B'Shavis, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shavis, Kevin Sheyesh Kan Tosefes Simcha Shavis B'Rosh Chodesh, this is right, but we had this famous heter, okay, that we utilized this year, and this year we had it, Yesh La'estaper B'Erev Shavis Mibnei Kvod Shavis, if you remember, right, people took haircuts this year by Iyar on Erev Shabbos, Nei Kvod HaShabbos, Kvod Shabbos, Begam Lisa Isha, Bo Bayom. I didn't have any weddings on that day, but you could have gotten married on that Friday. Kevon Sheikar Asuda Ye Be Shabbos Ve Rosh Chodesh. Since, okay, the Ikar Asuda is going to be on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you can get married then as well. We continue. Vagder Sif Beis. Noagim Shalo Listaper Ad Lag Laimer. Okay, so now he brings up the Isser, what we said, of getting haircuts. Sha'omrim Sha'az Paskub Milamus. The reason why on Lag Ba'omer it became allowed was because that's when they stopped dying. The Ainless Stopper, however, he says, Ad the Ad Bechlal. Shulchan Aruch Paskins Ad the Ad Bechlal. Ad Yom Lamedal Baboker. He says you should not get a haircut until the 34th day. This is the Shulchan Aruch. Elim Kane Chal Yom Lamed Gimel Erev Shabbos. Unless Lag Ba'omer falls out on Friday, then Oz Mestapren Bo Mibnei Kvod HaShabbos. So this is the Shulchan Aruch. I'm sure many Svarnim hold this way, that they do not go ahead and get haircuts until the 34th. Comes the Ramah, and he says, that's not our Minhag. Medinas Elu, Ein Noagin Kibarav, right? Our Minhag is not this way. Ella Mestapren Biyom Lamed Gimel. Rather, we get haircuts on the 33rd, on Lag Ba'omer itself, Umarben Bo Tzah Simcha, and we have a little Simcha. I guess he didn't go to Meiron, because they were marvin a little more than Ktas Simcha there. The Ain Omrim Bo Tachnun. And you not say Tachnun al Lag Ba'omer, the Ain Listaper ad Lamed Gimel Ba'atzmo. And he said you shouldn't get a haircut until the 33rd by day, the Lobi Ba'erev. You should not get the haircut at night. Miyu, however, Imchal Biyom Rishon, Noagin Listaper Biyom Shishi Lichvot Shabbos. He says if Lag Ba'omer falls out on Sunday, he says, then already you can go ahead and get a haircut on Friday for Shabbos. Umishu bal bris o mal beno mutter l'staper. Okay, besvira, you can go ahead and get a haircut during svira lechvod hamila for the mila. Mr. Berurah sif katan vav ad lag baomer ad the ad bichlal. He said, according to the Shulchan Aruch, lag baomer is inclusive of lamed gimel, and therefore there's no haircut until the 34th. Ahinu ad lamed gimel yom shleim. You need 33 full days. Kol echad leilo v'yomo. Okay, you need a day and a night. Masha'en kein yom lamed dalid lo hechmiru bo ki'im v'layla l'vad. On lamed dalid they were only machmir. Okay, at night. Aval mishior hayom la'achar neitachama muter v'miksas hayom ke'kulo. Because the part of the day is like the whole day, and therefore on the 34th day, you could already go ahead and get a haircut by day based on mixes hayom ke kulo. Sif katan zayin sha'imim sha'az pasku. The reason why Lag Ba'omer is already the cutoff point, we can start getting haircuts and start getting married, as we said. After gam biyom lamed dalid mesu, even though they also died on lamed dalid, mishum ze echmiru gam kol lel lamed dalid adanet. That's the reason why we do not go ahead and don't get a haircut on Lamed Dalet until the morning. Efshad the Ika Hav Saka Haya Biyom Lamed Gimel. Seems that the Iker stopping of the dying was on the 33rd. Uliyom Lamadalad Mesu Rachmat. On the 34th day, only a little bit died. Only, it's already the numbers, the corona numbers started going down already on the 34th. Sif Katan Ches, Biyom Lamed Gimel, the Svira Lai, the Biyom Lamed Gimel, Pasku Legamre Me Lamus. This opinion holds that on the 33rd day, they totally stopped dying, and therefore you could already on the 33rd get haircuts according to our minhag. Sounds like a machlekes metzias. Okay, we don't like that in Ian Shear, but we don't seem to mind it too much when we're learning Mishnah Berurah, because we're not thinking too much about metzias machlekes. But anyway, by the sif katan test, vein oimrim bo tachlun, and you do not say tachlun alag baomer gam beerev shel lag baomer, meaning already at mincha time before lag baomer, we did not go ahead and say tachlun ad lag baatzmo. Okay, and you have to wait until the 33rd by day to get the haircut. Da'ainu la'achar shen neitzachama, until after vasik. Da'atam l'didu gam kein mishum de miktas hayom kikulo, also based on the principle of miktas hayom kikulo. Once you're already knowing a little bit that day, then you can go ahead and get the haircut. Sifkot yidalev v'lo mi ba'erev, and not at night. On the 33rd at night, you should not get a haircut. V'yesh ma'achrom shem mekilin l'stabi ba'erev. He points out that there are achronim that go ahead and allow getting haircuts at night. Basically, the Shulchan Aruch Harav explains these opinions that the Talmid Rabbi Akiva actually stopped dying on the 32nd of the Omer, and therefore you're not knowing any minhag avelus except for the 32 days. Okay, so that again, that's complicating even more the Matzias Machlekes. Anyway, I think most Litvishes do not get haircuts on the 33rd at night. They wait till the day, but I guess maybe Lubavitchers get a haircut earlier. But we know they don't shave their beard. That's a different story. Okay. Mikomak of Asiyim Eliyah Rabba, the Mikomakom in Nisuin Lori Yisim Mekilin. We don't see anyone makel on marriage on the 33rd at night. Lag BaOmer at night. Ki Im BiYom Lag BaOmer. They wait till the 33rd by day. Not the night before. By the way, it's very interesting. Beforehand, he had said that din echad yesh b'hen by nisuin and tesporet, and here he's saying even those that are mekel but tesporet are not mekel ben nisuin. So interesting shtickel stira. Achein kishachal lag ba'omer be'erev Shabbos. When lag ba'omer falls out on erev Shabbos, v'hu lo shas hadchak lasos b'yom eifshar sheyesh lakal lasos b'layla shlofanah. I guess he's saying it might be hard to get the haircut. Okay, by day, if Lag BaOmer falls out on Erev Shabbos, I guess they used to have big lines at the barbers in those days. Okay, so they make on Thursday night when Lag BaOmer falls out on a Friday. Sifkat on Yudbeis, someone who's a Baal Bris. Oh, he explains the Baal Bris. It doesn't mean someone himself who has a Bris Mila. It means the Sandik and the Mohel. They are individuals that relate to the bris, and the Avi Aben, even though he is not the one who's actually doing the Mila himself, meaning if the Avi Aben, even if he's not doing the Mila himself, is considered a Baal Bris. So there's three individuals that are known as the Baal Bris. That's the Sandik, the Mohel, and the Avi Aben. Umashakasav Arama, O Mal Beno, Hainu, Sheyeshlo Ben, Shetzarech Lamuloso. So that's what was a little confusing. What does he mean, O Mal Beno? That's someone who has a son that that has to be mal, aval lo hamotzi ve hamevi. We're not referring to the one who brings the child, okay, to the bris. It's dafka, the sandik, the mohel, and the avi haben. He can go ahead and get a haircut, and we saw before he can get nice clothes and all that kind of stuff. Even according to those that know you not to buy clothes, they buy clothes. We'll stop there, but svira. This is even the night before the Mila. Before they went to shul, close to the evening. And if Mila is on Shabbos, they can get a haircut on Erev Shabbos even before Chatzos. Finally, just one last thing I want to point out. Some interesting ha'aris that were brought down in the poskim. Rabbi Yashiv Paskin, that you can play music and dance in celebration of a new Sefer Torah, because that's considered as a mitzvah-related simcha. However, he pointed out that one should not schedule a achnasa Sefer Torah during Sfira unless it is necessary. And then, even though, as we said, there seems to be a this minhag ha'olam of not to listen to music during Sfira, of Shlomo Zalman and Elicha Shleima in Pesach, he allows playing music for people who are not well, if it means to go ahead and lift their spirits. This is the hefty people always use. I get really down and I need, you know, so everyone likes to say that. I'm in down mode today, so I'm playing some music. It's a pretty abused kula. Anyway, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he also paskin that it's mutter for one who's depressed to play music in private if he would otherwise do other severe averis. And Rav Moshe allowed people to play. This is the famous kula Rav Moshe, who says it's a minhag that you're allowed to play music if you are learning, and you want to practice your instruments. There's for sure no problem there as well. Ad kan velo yoser. Have a great day, everybody.